Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Wednesday. It's 4 o'clock. On the line is Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. He joins us every single Wednesday at 4 o'clock. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide for your insurance and financial needs. Nationwide is on your side. On the fan hotline, here is Ross Tucker. I rushed through that a little bit. I was a little nervous there. I'm not in great singing voice today. Ross, welcome back to the show, buddy.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I actually thought that was pretty smooth, and I appreciate that. You don't have the worst singing voice I've ever heard, especially for a man, Nick. I got to tell you, it's a backhanded compliment, but it's true.
I'll take it.
Especially for a man. So you have the preference of female singers? Is that what you're telling me?
I think so, yeah. I think I have a preference. Yeah, I'm just going to stop there.
It's weird. Like 90s country, I preferred male singers. And then more recent years, I prefer female singers in the genre.
They kind of switch it up.
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. I feel like Garth Brooks, George Strait, like that timeline, that was when male country artists were at their best.
That's when men
were men. And then in recent years, it's Taylor Swift, it's Miranda Lambert, it's those type of people.
Yeah, well, definitely Taylor Swift, who's from my hometown.
I hadn't heard that before.
I think for a nationwide commercial, I don't know. I just kind of like a softer, smoother voice.
Mm, okay. There's really no way to jettison to where we're going to go from here. So Deshaun Watson's 21-day window is opened up for the Browns. They don't have to activate him, but if he's going to play this year, they do have to activate him within that 21-day window. Do you think Deshaun Watson will play for the Browns this year?
No, I don't. That would really, really surprise me. I don't think they would want to take the chance of him getting injured. I guess I don't really understand what the point would be. You know, if you have him play a couple games, I mean, what happens if he really plays well? You go into next year and say, Deshaun's the guy? I doubt it. If he really plays poorly, how does that help you? I think that, I mean, when the owner comes out and says it was a big mistake and we all own it, and, you know, the former chief strategy officer who's now with the Rockies says, yeah, we all blew that one. That does not sound like the type of stuff you say before the guy's going to start games for you at quarterback.
So what are they doing here? Because we remain confused with it all too. But there's been odd little stretches where even Haslam went to Deshaun's wedding a few months ago. There's a part of the Browns that, despite it just working out in a miserable, miserable way, they still seem oddly committed to Deshaun.
Well, I can't speak to the wedding part of it. But getting him out there at practice is an interesting one. I guess, you know, there's a lot of different areas I could take that. I think one is maybe they want to prove that he's healthy and can pass a physical. Perhaps they think that there might be some trade value. Now, obviously nobody would take on that entire contract, but I don't know. Is there somebody out there that would say, okay, Browns, you pay $33 million. We'll pay him $10 million for this last year, and we'll flip you a seventh-round pick. I tend to doubt that, but maybe. You know, there's a lot of teams that are going to be desperate for quarterbacks this offseason, and there's going to be a lot of teams that, you know, they don't have one. You know, everybody's talking about – I mean, I go on in, three or four cities where, they're hanging their hat right now on Mac Jones. So So they can't all win the Mac Jones sweepstakes. So I think that there is a place potentially for someone to draft somebody. Maybe they don't draft a quarterback till second, third round, and they do a deal with the Browns for a pittance, and the Browns pay most of it. But for the Browns, if you can get anything in return for him, and if you can get someone to take any of that money, that's a win. So if he gets out there and he's healthy and, I don't know, you have practice tape on him, you're assuming that he's not going to get hurt because he's got the non-contact jersey. Maybe that's part of it. I don't know.
Ross, through two starts, there's enough evidence that Shador fans think they like where this is going, but there's not enough evidence where Shador haters can not stop knocking the kid. We got 5 games left in the regular season. What does Shador have to show within those final 5 starts? What are the things we need to see where it's at least a conversation that the Browns wouldn't draft a quarterback in April and you can roll forward with Shador and maybe Dylan as the backup then?
Well, so number one, I think he, barring something really unforeseen or it really going south, I think he should get the next 5 games. You know, that's a pretty decent sample size, 7 games to see which way this is headed. I know I'd like to see him, you know, for 5 more games and see how it goes. And I think I told you this last week. I think you want to continue to see progress and improvement. I'm not sure that that's what we saw on Sunday. I felt like it was a step back from the Raiders game. You know, number one, he took some sacks that I really didn't like, that he did not do against the Raiders. He missed a couple throws that you really don't want to miss, and accuracy is supposed to be his calling card. And then the other one that is maybe as concerning as any is him not throwing it to guys that were open. I just can't even imagine how maddening that is for a coach, where you call a play, and I don't really understand it because I've watched it a couple times and it looks like he's looking in the direction of Judy, who's open, or whoever, and these guys are open and it looks like it's the first read, but he's not seeing it or not comfortable with it or doesn't want to let it rip because he really doesn't want to throw an interception. I'm not exactly sure, but you can't play that way. I mean, you can't, you know, if the coaches are calling plays and the number one read is open, you have to throw it to the guy. Otherwise everything gets out of whack and you end up getting sacked, or you try to buy time and you throw the ball to somebody else underneath, and it's a mess. So I didn't notice that very much in the Raiders game that I called for CBS. So I think that is I thought it was a step back.
Ross, now, real quick, Ross, I just want to tell you, I think they just said,
like the Peanuts character.
I have a question about that. Okay, I'm in the airport. I'm about to fly to Detroit. Tomorrow night I'm doing Cowboys Lions for Westwood One. I'm not sure if you guys carry that or not.
Yes, we do.
We do, yeah.
Okay, good. Here's my question for you guys. Number one, why do the airport announcements have to be this loud? Like, do they really have to be that loud, number one? And then number two, can we do a better job of maybe regionalizing where these announcements come from? Like, I'm in A3. Do I need to know that the American Airlines flight over in C, do I need to know that that's about to take off? I don't think I do.
That's a great point.
You probably don't, yeah.
I'm in Terminal A. But like, what? Why do I need that announcement? Like, so that I can say on the radio in Cleveland, hey, good news, guys. The flight to Charlotte looks like it's going to leave from Terminal C soon. Like, it's maddening. Whoever came up with the design for the airport intercom system should be fired.
I will say it saved me once when I was like 20 years old, 20. I guess I'd have been at least 21 then, because I was drinking at the airport bar and I heard my name over the loudspeaker, and it was them basically telling me, if you don't run to the gate now, you're going to miss the plane.
Wow. It sounds like Jonathan Peterlin just admitted on the radio that he had a fake ID.
Yeah, multiple.
Because he was 20 and he was drinking, and that he's irresponsible, which I already kind of knew.
Yeah, I had four different fake IDs taken away before I turned 21. We had a lot of fake IDs. Surprisingly enough, I had ordered a fake one off the internet. My very best one was it was supposed to be from Iowa, but it had the DC Capitol building in the background, and that one worked for 9 months, and nobody got me on it. It was easily the worst fake you could ever have, but I think it was so bad is why it worked.
Yeah, I have a terrible story about that. Summer before my junior year of college, I was at the Jersey Shore. I put my wallet on top of my car because I was changing or whatever after being at the beach, and we were driving away. And like an idiot, I guess my wallet fell off the top of my car. And so I didn't have my wallet the rest of the weekend, which stunk. I was very thankful. On Monday, I got a call from the police department. Hey, we found your wallet. Awesome. I love it. Thank you so much. Yeah, what's up with these two false identification cards? I was like, oh, I never use those. Those are just collector's items. They're just for fun. my buddy bought them for me. He thought that, and I guess you don't have to actually be caught using them. You can't have possession of a false identification card. So I was like, are you guys kidding me? You're like, can I at least go to the bar tonight and you guys bust me there? Like, this is ridiculous.
Right. So in the answer you were describing, though, my theory on it, Shador talked about it as much after the game. He missed Jerry Jeudy in the opening drive. He airmailed it. It was just too long. And then the 40-mile-per-hour winds, what Shador said afterwards is basically he just stopped taking chances. And there was something about him that became shy after that miss. And is there enough of an excuse within the weather and the 40-mile-per-hour winds that exist there? Why is it that he can live his whole life being able to be, I'm going to take the shot, I'm going to take the opportunity, and then he missed one, and then he just kind of reverted into a version of Shador that we'd never really seen?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I wasn't a quarterback. I can't speak to that. I would just say it seemed like Purdy handled it pretty well. And Purdy, like, grew up in Arizona, you know, and plays for the Niners. And also, you know, the throw to Fannin for the touchdown was not a short throw.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, now he was wide open, but that was at least 20 yards in the air, it feels like. So, I don't know, I believe him that maybe that he felt like that impacted him a little bit. I guess I would just say, doesn't feel like the right thing to say if you play in Cleveland, like on the lake, and the games are windy all the time. You know, like I don't know. I would have been like, yeah, wind's no problem. I love the wind. I eat wind for breakfast.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Ross, we know you also dabble in the college ranks as well. Big Ten title game, Ohio State, Indiana. Do you got the scones to pick the Hoosiers?
No, but I am curious. What would be your guess as to the breakdown of the fans at that game? That would be an amazing over-under on like how many Buckeye fans who obviously travel very well versus Hoosier fans who... This has never happened before, might never happen again, and it's right in the middle of their home state. I gotta think that there'd be more Indiana fans, but I don't know.
No, Columbus is so close to Indianapolis.
I mean, but on the other side, so I kind of see Ross's point on this. Like, I don't know if Ohio State fans are numb to Big Ten titles at this point.
That's a good point.
Exactly right. I think Ohio State fans are saving their money to fly to the playoff games more so than driving over. I mean, we'll see. I mean, I would think that there'd be a lot of Indiana fans there. Plus, doesn't Indiana play like Kentucky in basketball earlier in the day or something crazy?
That's a good point.
Did you guys see that?
No. College basketball is not on my radar right now.
They're calling it like the greatest day in Indiana sports history. I think Indiana plays Kentucky like at the Pacers Arena at like 1 or something. So a lot of people are going to do the double dip. Like that place, I would imagine, will be absolutely crawling with Indiana alums.
Is this game for the Heisman?
I'm trying to think. So, Sayin, who are the other favorites right now?
Well, so it's Sayin, it's Mendoza, and then it's Diego out of Vanderbilt, I think are the top three.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think it probably is. I don't think, you know, Diego's not playing an SEC championship game. It's 1-2. I don't know that it's necessarily whoever wins the game, probably, but really it's whoever plays super well. Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think it's basically the Heisman game.
Ross, your brother at WIP want to see Tanner McKee over Jalen Hurts. Are you there yet?
No. That's ridiculous. Listen, I love Tanner McKee. I think he's fantastic, but definitely not. I mean, when you look at what Hurts has done the last 3 years, he's gone to the Super Bowl 2 out of the last 3 years. Even the year he didn't, they won double-digit games. I do think it's interesting. There's been multiple reports that he told them he doesn't want to run as much, which is why they haven't run him as much this year, which is kind of a big part of what makes him and them successful is the running lanes that are opened when you have a quarterback as mobile as him. So that's, you know, they need him to run 3 to 5 times a game. You know, that really opens up so much of the passing game and so much of the so much of the running game for Saquon. I think that's probably one of the reasons why the holes haven't been as big this year.
Who's got the more frustrated fan base? Is it the Browns or is it the Steelers?
Ooh, that's a really good question because I live closer to Central PA now and there's a lot of Steelers fans and they are so fed up. It's crazy. You know, there's actually like a similarity there. It's different, but there's a lot of crossover between Steelers and Penn State fans. And for whatever reason, it's like they both decided this year that they were just done with the guy. You know, like Franklin, you know, last year Penn State was a play away from the national championship game. They won 13 games, but they put so much into this year that when they lost to Oregon, it was just like, I mean, I know people that were like, done. They lost one game. After they lost the first game this year, they lost the home whiteout game to Oregon. People were like, we're done. Fire this guy. He can't win the big one. Sick of him. Get him out of here. And it feels like Steelers fans are sick of the commitment to a little bit better than mediocrity.
Ross, great stuff, buddy. And as always,
sounds good. Later, dudes.
Later, dudes. Yeah, that's a real laugh out of Ross.
Yeah, he liked that one. Yeah.
He didn't give me the laugh the first time, but I got a real laugh that laugh. That's good enough for me. And that was Odyssey NFL Insider Ross Tucker on the Fan Hotline. Insider calls brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.